Well, glory to God. Welcome once again to Power of Faith. I'm Pastor Philip Durbin, your family of faith, Victory Church, right here in the capital city of Frankfort, Kentucky, and just delighted to be able to share with you in the truths of God's Word once again. Luke 1:37 says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." And it is Fabulous Friday, and I have in the studio once again Lisa Bates Corio. Lisa, welcome.
Yes, glad to be here.
We've had a good time.
Yes, it's been awesome.
Yeah. Love it. Well, I want to go to Psalms 100.
Okay.
Where it says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name."
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And twice in that, he talks about thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Being full of thanks, being thankful.
Yes.
And that blesses him.
Yes, that's
good. You know, when your kids, you got a couple boys that are just, you raised up in the admonition and nurture of the Lord.
Yes.
And it blesses you when they just come up to you and just thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
More than a present they got you.
Yes.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's that thankfulness.
Yes.
It blesses you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right here, it says, you want to get into his gates?
You want to get
in where God is?
That's really good.
You start giving thanks, mm-hmm. right? And then he'll bring you on in to his courts with praise. Mm-hmm. But it says, be thankful unto him because that blesses him.
Yes, I love that. And actually, it kind of reminds me of when I was a little girl, mm-hmm. my grandmother would always, I learned thankfulness from my grandmother.
Okay.
Even before I was born again. And my grandmother was, she had such a revelation of thankfulness. Mm. And we was little, when we were kids, we lived with her for a while. And so grandmama would always tell us, always be thankful to God for everything. And a part of being thankful, according to her definition, which I agree, is that you cannot complain.
Oh, boy.
You cannot be, disrespectful. And she would say to God, she thought, this is really true. My grandmama treated thankfulness as honor to God as it is, but we were not allowed to complain because she said, when we're complaining, she said, you're doing it against God.
Well, that's good.
So she would always say, be thankful for what you have. So we weren't allowed, and we were raised in what was in the natural considered poverty, but we didn't know we was poor till we got older. Me and my cousins, we still talk about it. My grandmother has such a revelation of thanksgiving to God, and God honored that in her life. And I can tell you this, my grandmother, she would always say this, I'm never broke. I ain't crazy, and I don't forget nothing. And grandmama, and I'm telling you the truth, my grandmama traveled when she wanted to.
Yeah.
We always had food. All our needs was met. And she was a blessing. Mm-hmm. I remember in our neighborhood, grandmama was always feeding other people.
Right.
And as children, we'd go, how did she do that? Where did she? But she would always say this, be thankful unto God, no matter what. Now, that was her revelation.
Yeah.
Of course, we know more has come to us,
right.
But I will never forget that, that being thankful unto God, it is honor, it's praise, it's worship unto the Lord. And so even to this day, I have to be watchful. I cannot complain. And if I do find myself complaining, Lord, forgive me. I can hear my grandmother saying, be thankful. Because when you would complain around her, it was almost like she treated like you were cursing. If we would say, I don't want this, I don't like this, she would just look at you.
Yeah. Well, it drags you down.
Yeah. It's not good. So thanksgiving unto the Lord, enter into his presence with praise when we do it corporately or when we're at home, wherever we do, is so important to be thankful unto God. That is worship. That is praise. That's acknowledging him as God. God's not going to ignore that.
I've heard it said this way, Lisa, that if you complain, you remain.
That's really good. That's really good.
If you complain, you're going to be stuck right where
you are. That's really good.
You're going to remain right there.
That's really good. Well, we look at Paul and Silas. You know, and we can look at prison as we can use it as a type
of
a lot of things that we go through that's hard and difficult or whatever. But they praise God anyway. And what he kind of broke
midnight.
At midnight.
The darkest hour.
The darkest hour. And then what? The angel came and just broke the chains. Mm-hmm. Whatever those chains may be to anybody that's listening, the praise is a weapon. It really is, because it steals the enemy, as we said the other day. And also God inhabits that praise. If you think about it, how can you not be set free when you're praising Most High? Mm-hmm. When he inhabits that, he comes on the scene. How are you going to stay in that situation? Mm-hmm. You can't. Mm-hmm. You can't read me. How can the enemy stay there when you're praising God? Mm-hmm. The light of God comes, the presence of God comes, and in his presence, there's fullness of joy. Mm-hmm. There's pleasures forevermore. Mm-hmm. So do dissect that scripture. See what's going on in that scripture alone when you're praising and acknowledging him. And then it's when your mind is stayed upon him. Mm-hmm. And it gives you that peace that passes all understanding. So there's so many benefits of being thankful and praising God.
Yeah. Me and the guys were in Chicago in this quote unquote Christian nightclub. And, you know, we were there with two other bands, and we were told, you know, that they were, you know, it's a Christian nightclub. Mm-hmm. Well, we get there and we were informed by the person that owned it that she has two secular bands coming in. Mm-hmm. I said, what are you doing? She said, well, I'm going to draw a crowd.
Wow.
I said, okay. So we were to, the band showed up, you know, prior to there, and the leaders of the band were called down to the stage. I went down there with these two guys, and they're demonic. They're not just secular bands. They're satanic.
Mm-hmm.
And we go down there, and the lady that owned the club said, now, I don't want no cussing, no drugs, no alcohol. I'm thinking, what is going on here? And so afterwards, she told everybody that. And of course, everyone said, yeah, 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 they're lying.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up to her. I said, what are you doing here? She said, what do you mean? I said, you're drawing people in here for what? You want to get them saved? She said, well, yeah. I said, you think that Jesus poster on the wall is going to do that?
Mm.
She said, what are you talking about? I said, let us open and let us close. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'll throw the net. And she said, okay. So we open up and, you know, we're rocking the house, you know, and they're down there. You can see those demons in those guys getting upset. Well, when they get up, Lisa, the drummer rips off his shirt. He's got a Pentagon.
Wow.
Or whatever they call that tattoo, the demonic tattoo. And then they start blaspheming Jesus.
My goodness.
In their lyrics and all the growling and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what in the
world? We got there.
And I told the band, I said, when we get up there, we going to give the devil hell.
Come on now.
Right?
Yes.
So we get up there, and I already told him, I said, we gonna hit it.
Yes. Right? Yes.
I get up there, Lord says, worship me.
Oh. Okay.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And so I set my electric guitar down, okay. Grab my keys, the guy's looking at me, and I start, and they just follow me. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit, yeah. They call on your name.
Yes, I remember that song.
Send fresh fire.
Yes.
Filled all this out. Right? And we're singing, and I'm looking at them, you know, and so on and so forth. To make a long story short, the Holy Ghost, you know, filled the place with his presence. And all of a sudden we started understanding. Anyways, afterwards, I'm talking to these band members. Mm-hmm. And this one guy said, I believe in God. And I said, you do? He said, I've been to church. He said, none of those guys believe in God. He said this, though. He said, you all have something we don't have. And we couldn't go where we normally go tonight. Mm-hmm. But you guys went where we've never been.
Wow.
And I've never forgotten that.
Uh-huh.
Never forgotten that. Uh-huh. So, you know, The RVN band, my band, okay, we can rock out and
right,
all that.
Right.
But there's nothing like the presence of
that's
God.
That's right, yeah.
And when I heard that from the secular standpoint, and I gave him a CD and told him, I said, look, uh-huh, just ask God if he's real.
Praise God.
Just ask, you know, I was handing out, I went up to all of them, yeah, right? And so, because they don't know.
No, they don't.
But they knew that where they normally went, mm-hmm, they couldn't go because we were finding that,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
And then when God said,
yeah,
to worship me,
yeah,
they saw something,
mm-hmm,
they never, and they experienced something.
Yes.
They never, because I could feel the darkness that they
were
trying to invite in.
Uh-huh.
And that's when we were pushing it back,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
right?
And so, that's amazing. Because unfortunately, that a lot of the secular groups now, they're not hiding it anymore. Mm-hmm. They're coming out with, we worship the devil. Mm-hmm. And the whole secular music industry is into all kinds of junk. But going back to the part where they were worshiping God and where his presence come up, there, like we said the other day, there's the other session, it's all different types of ways that we sing when we come together corporately as the body of Christ. But my favorite is the worship unto God. Mm. The songs that I remember years ago when I was leading worship, and God gave me a whole series of teachings called Worship Wisdom. And where I'm to share, like we're doing today, you and I sharing our wisdom in worship, what we've learned over the years. And so one of the things I learned years ago, that when you have that experience, like with your band, what you guys was doing there, when you're focused on him, just you and him corporately, where you have those songs where the words go right to him. And sometimes you can change the words, like many times in worship, I'll do that. Even in corporately, I'm there by myself. If the song is saying you, if the song is saying him or whatever, or God, this, I'll say you, Lord. You know,
yeah.
I'll do it that way, because just in that little simple thing like that, changing the words directly to him, mm-hmm, where that you're under that, that outpouring right there with him, even corporately, where that glory is upon you and changing your life. That is one of my favorite ways in the music worship, because worship in the music
personalizing
area, personalizing him. And a lot of times we don't see that in the praise and worship industry too. A lot of times we don't see that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lisa, I have thoroughly enjoyed you being with us this week.
I have enjoyed
you. You're going to have to come back. And
I tell you, so much we could say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll do it again as the Lord leads us.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. And if you want to contact Lisa, you can go to her Facebook, Lisa Bates Choreo, and send her a message through Messenger. And she is full of worship wisdom, like
worship
you just
wisdom
said. And we're thankful to know her and have her here at Faith Victory Church. Well, it's Friday, Fabulous Friday. You know what that means. It's weekend. We go to church. So get in your church. Your pastor's got a message prepared for you. Get in there with your brothers and sisters. Worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. And have a great time in God this weekend. We'll be back here next week with another series of exhortation for you. If you need prayer for an area of your life, contact us at 502-597-4357. And prayer starts things, prayer ends things. Until then, Lisa Bates Choreo and Pastor Philip Derber reminding you that Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power. You be a blessing.
Thanks for listening to Power of Faith. This program relies on your prayers and financial support. You can contact them today at 502-875-7886. Or if you'd like to visit Faith Victory Church in person, you can visit them at 122 East Broadway in Frankfort. For more information, visit their website at faithvictorychurch.us. And when you do, please be sure to mention that you heard them on 99.1 FM WJMM.
WJMM FM Keene.
WJMM.